Within the city administrator's report at the Monday, April 6 Red Oak City Council meeting, the update for the wastewater treatment plant, tax lien letters being sent for 2025 delinquent utility bills, full-time employment vacancies, and more. Following that meeting, KCSI spoke with Red Oak City Administrator Lisa Cotter, and she gives us an update on those items.
We're going back and forth. As you know, in construction projects, they kind of say you're at the 30%, 60%, 90%. So we're in the process of designing it and working to continue to look. You know, Clint is obviously most active in those meetings with them and trying to do everything that we can to make sure that before we present it to the DNR for final approval, that we've done everything to be as cost effective as we can while still being cognizant of the water that we have to treat and properly dispose of it into the river.
Okay. All right.
Next item, as you might recall, a year ago is when we started becoming a little bit more aggressive on the option that we've always had to present delinquent bills, whether nuisance or utilities, in the form of a property tax lien. So the process to do that, if you are delinquent and we want to lien you for property tax purposes, we have to send you a letter. Those letters will go out this week with a 30-day notice advising anyone that owes us the amount they owe us, what property it's for, and that if it's not paid, it'll be within 30 days. By May 30th is the deadline to send it to Jackie over at the treasurer's office in the courthouse.
Okay.
What I reported to the council in that is that right now, for the letters that we've slated, it is approximately $25,000 that we are sending out in delinquent letters. Again, that's for nuisance and utility bills. And so those will be going out. Watch your mail. If you get one, please attend to the amount that you owe us.
Okay.
Next item is we have some employees that currently work for us that are retiring. One is relocating to another state. One was from a previous retirement. So we are starting to advertise for those positions. I think I'm going to talk to Melanie here to get some ads out on the radio. Mm-hmm. Check our Facebook page and our website. We have three of the five positions already posted. One is a utility billing clerk that does water and sewer billing. Currently, Donna, people come to City Hall. I think most people know who Donna is. That will be her position. She's retiring. The next position that we advertised is for a wastewater operator. So we're either looking for someone that's certified as a wastewater operator or someone that is willing to educate themselves and go through that process. So someone is not required to have that. Obviously, if we had a candidate that was, it would, you know, make them more attractive in the preferred.
Yeah.
But it's certainly a field that I think people don't always think about with water and wastewater, but it can be very rewarding, and hopefully we'll get some good applicants there. And then the last one that everyone's aware of is that Kevin McGrew retired from the airport, and so there's an ad out there right now to either hire an full-time airport manager, or the commission is also willing to engage in conversations with people that might look at having a fixed-base operator set up where they operate a business out of the airport and then also manage the day-to-day operations on behalf of the city.
Where do you reach out to City Hall to discuss any of these options?
Yeah, so the on the website is an ad for each of the three. Below the ad, there's a full job description that you can click on that link, and then there's the application, resume, cover letter. They all get dropped off at City Hall. I think the airport manager, we have a deadline about 3 weeks out. The other two, we basically are just saying open until filled. So apply, you know, pretty prudently, because if we found someone that we liked and start interviewing, we didn't have a set hard pass deadline. Okay.
The next Red Oak City Council meeting will take place on Monday, April 20th. Thanks to Red Oak City Administrator Lisa Cotter for her time and that information.